Details on the latest court ruling for the St. Isidore Charter School. Dozens of cities and counties will receive funding to address opioid issues. And a 100-year-old plant devastated by a tornado won't be reopening. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, August 6th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma's mostly religious-affiliated nonprofits that counsel against abortion will get millions of dollars from the state. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the money will be used to reimburse pregnancy support services.
Republican lawmakers put $18 million into the Choosing Childbirth Revolving Fund during the 2024 legislative session. That money can be used by nonprofit entities like crisis pregnancy centers to cover ultrasounds, mental health and substance abuse services, and transportation for expectant mothers. Lawmakers also moved to allow the Oklahoma State Department of Health to reimburse these centers directly. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch reports these changes followed an internal audit in 2022, based on critiques that the Choosing Childbirth program vendor was taking too long to reimburse centers and wasn't meeting service goals. The health department released a notice of funding opportunity for nonprofits. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond has awarded $5 million in grants to combat the opioid epidemic. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports the state received nearly $1 billion for the effort.
Oklahoma has been heavily affected by the opioid epidemic, a fact reflected in the amount of money the state has been awarded in settlements and lawsuits. The money from drug manufacturers and distributors is meant to be funneled back into communities most affected, funding solutions and treatment programs. The Attorney General's office lists Norman, McAllister, and Tahlequah as the cities at the top of the docket in terms of funding. Norman is eligible to receive more than $1 million. The AG says cities and counties that opted to participate in the settlement finally will have the opportunity to fund remediation initiatives. City officials from Norman, McAllister, and Tahlequah say they are working out how to best spend the funds. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The statewide charter school board continues to defy an Oklahoma Supreme Court order to rescind its contract with St. Isidore, the nation's first publicly funded religious school. KGOU's Logan Layden reports Attorney General Gentner Drummond is repeating his call for action.
The state Supreme Court on Monday rejected a request to stay its order to rescind the contract in a 7-1 decision. The board is expected to file an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court soon. Also on Monday, Attorney General Drummond sent a letter to the statewide charter school board saying that for 39 days it has blatantly ignored the court's order and that he expects a vote on rescission to be on the agenda at next week's board meeting. Drummond goes on to tell the board's members they are public officials under Oklahoma law and must immediately rescind St. Isidore's contract as ordered. I'm Logan Layden.
The city of Barnsdall is losing its largest employer, a century-old chemical refinery. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports the plant's corporate owners say they no longer plan to rebuild it after extensive tornado damage in May.
The EF4 tornado left 2 dead, 33 injured, and a trail of destroyed buildings. Among them was the Nucera Solutions Chemical Refinery, which manufactures specialty polymers. Its corporate owners say they no longer plan to rebuild the facility like they'd previously announced. That means 93 jobs will disappear, hugely affecting the community of about 1,000 people. Barnsdall Mayor Johnny Kelly says the news came as a surprise.
The talks before had always been about the rebuild, and they actually reskinned all the buildings in our school colors, so everything was really positive and going forward.
Kelly says he hopes someone will buy and reopen the refinery, but for now, he's focusing on clearing the debris so people can rebuild their homes. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.